medical doctor can't help you. You got to contact the Poison Control Center. And those of you that out there that's listening, go to the toilet and look at your toothpaste. And it's on there. We know that military intelligence was in Memphis when King was killed. Mm-hmm. We knew it from interviews. We knew it from military intelligence. This is the first document we able to get our hands on that says they were there. That come from the general of military intelligence. After 30 years, it says, look back at the date. They were there from March
28th through April 12th, 1968.
Now, wait a minute. See, you couldn't be running surveillance every day there and not pick up not only King being killed, but who killed him. That's what makes that so important. This is the first document we have from military intelligence that say he was there. And so, you know, just thank God there's a God and things. You know, one of the things that got declassified under Freedom of Information Act, my poor grandma, I'm glad she's not with us. Gene Dixon, world-renowned psychic. Do you know right before Christmas of last year, they had to declassify information under Freedom of Information Act, and Gene Dixon was a pawn of the FBI? And like 18 months before Kennedy was hit, when she put in her column, JFK had to be careful in Dallas. We know now that Hoover gave that to her.
Now, this is interesting. First item in this particular report, March 28th, 1968, 10:22 hours, Dr. King arrives in Memphis, Tennessee to lead a march in downtown Memphis.
From the time he was there to the time he was killed, they followed him.
This has been a tribute to the late Dick Gregory, who died on August 19, 2017. He was 84. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can hear previous programs online at KUT.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's AmericanArchives.org. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm John L. Hanson, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.
And you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
And the
we talk about great black music from the ancient to the future, we look at Afrobeats this week. And hopefully a lot of you will get an education about the musics, not just the music, but the musics that has evolved so much since the 60s and 70s.
The term Afrobeat is describing a particular type of music. It came from London. London caught up with Nigerian music before USA. London has good media platform. They say something, they stick to it, the whole world catches it. One thing I will say, all Nigerian music are not Afrobeat.
I like to call my genre of music Afropolitan. For me, it's a mix of high life, Afrobeats, and R&B and pop.
I've always wanted to give a platform to the African artists. I'm a Nigerian myself, so I think it's really important. I'm very interested in genres of music that people in my industry sometimes overlook because they feel that it's not commercial.
I'm glad that it's happening during my lifetime where African music is celebrated, Nigerian music is celebrated. Growing up, my parents used to take me out. So I got busy by listening to their records. Listening to Dolly Parton, African music, Sonia Adey, South African music, Celine Dion. Well, the list is endless. And that way, I was learning unknowingly how to sing. I dropped my first single titled Ibadi, and everyone was blown away. People started saying, oh, this is Afro House, we love it. People started calling me the Queen of Afro House, and I'm like, I like that title, I'm going to adapt it. I'm not an Afrobeat artist, and my root genre of music is Afro House. Even though I still tend towards other genre of music, like R&B, traditional music, and even the Afrobeat that was created by Fela Kuti. Afro House is a fusion of African music. There's the African influences in terms of the beat and my vocals. I love to sing in Yoruba language. Music is a universal language. More than ever, I believe that now. You don't need to understand the language the person is speaking. So long as the music is premium and world class, the world is, you know, gonna embrace you.
We had the platform, but the talent at that time, they were good, but they needed some more exposure.
Acceptability of Nigerian music, I believe it started from Nigerians here in Nigeria, Nigerians in diaspora, going to their friends, then from their friends taking it to the clubs.
We started going to foreign events, the Grammys, World Music Awards, BET Awards, and our artists could say, oh, this is how Jay-Z does it. This is how 50 Cent does it. Okay, if I take one or two and put into my craft, I can also get a wider audience. And a lot of them listened, and the world has embraced it and has accepted that, you know, this is what's coming out of Nigeria, this is what's coming out of Africa.
I wish. Beautiful reggae music coming from Waje.
Jamaica has a population of less than 4 million people. Reggae music is known globally. So 4 million people projecting reggae, then look at population of Nigeria, 200 million people. What kind of music do they dance to? That is enough to tell you that what we are experiencing now is a scratch. We have a Nigerian on top 10. We have a Nigerian winning Grammy on world music. We're waiting for Whiskey to pick up a Grammy on R&B.
Studio, do connect with us on social media at Kenneth 104 FM. Also, you can listen.
One thing I will say, all Nigerian music are not Afrobeats. Nigeria, we have Juju, we have Fuji, we have Apala, we have Sakara, we have High Life. But somebody is picking one particular genre and say, that's all, that's not all.
And I hope, as we keep moving, the world learn to recognize that, wait a minute, everything that comes out of Nigeria is not Afrobeat.
For me, because I feel like it's a big day for Afrobeats here in London, to have people from Africa that are from different parts of the world come out here to enjoy music and the culture and the food and just be with ourselves, and most especially really find 2021, because 2020 and 21 have been like crazy.
Always wanted to give a platform to the African artists. I'm a Nigerian myself, so I think it's really important. I'm very interested in the genres of music that people in my industry sometimes overlook because they feel that it's not commercial.
My genre of music, Afropolitan. For me, it's a mix of high life, Afrobeats, and R&B and pop. But when it comes to Afrobeats, I don't know why some people seem to have a problem with the genre, with the term. I feel like every genre needs a house to be built on. And from there, many other things can be created. I think the only other thing that we need to distinguish now would be the different sounds that Afrobeat has housed. You know, there is there's so many from South Africa, from Nigeria. There's so many. So now we just need to do the homework. When it comes to music, music has a universe of its own, and it allows me to explore, to try all kinds of sounds, from High Life, which is very which originated from Nigeria, to mixing with some R&B, some pop. At the moment, I play with Zouk. I play with, I'm really going into rap soon. I'm just really having fun. So when it comes to sound, I do everything and anything I feel like. I cannot be kept in a box.
Bad man, need a bad lady. Me and you, maybe. I ain't seen nobody, baby. Girl, I'm giving my time safety. Bad man, need a bad lady. Me and you, maybe.
Afrobeats is so successful because of the success of African people globally throughout the years, and also the success of black music globally throughout the years, because it lends its styles from so many of the different genres created by black artists. And I think so it is, so that's why it's so powerful. It is very uniquely itself, but it really takes in everything around it.
I would say that the music industry in Nigeria is ever growing. It is huge. The music has spiraled out of control. It's international. The entire world is into it. The spotlight is on Africa, and we're loving it.
My hopes for the African music scene are, I want to make sure that as it grows and as it becomes even more and more successful and more artists, I just hope that it keeps its foundation strong, and I hope that African people remain stakeholders in it. That it's not just gobbled up by the industry, and because then it will last forever.
Creative music now is just today, almost everything has switched up. Over the years, we've been growing, and now it now looks more like the rest of the world, or how music is supposed to be done properly.
It's not an African song, it's just a very good song, and it happens to come from a place. We are just as good, and should be seen as such. Me and you, maybe.
I think the fact that we actually called it, or whoever decided to call it Afrobeats, did that, I actually think it helped for the conversation first. It's not really disturbing anything to me. Back in 2004, 2005, the internet was not really a thing. I was very slow to agree that streaming was going to be a thing. We're just concentrating on how well we could get the music popular and then just go for shows. But now, the reverse is the case. Is stream or die. The floodgate has opened and everybody's listening to the music.
So some years ago, things like publishing were alien to Nigerian musicians. We didn't really understand what it was. But now, because of the exposure of Nigerian music, you have so many labels, publishers coming. I'm happy that we're more educated, you know, so that we can maximize our profits on our creative work.
I would more say it's a marketing phrase than actually a movement or a sound definition. So calling it Afrobeat is saying all of the sounds you're hearing during this time or this emergence is Afrobeat. It's beats with Afro influence, and some people might call it Afropop. I've always stood for the fact that Africa and Nigeria at large, we have abundance of music subgenres beyond just Afrobeats. The genres are the place where discovery is happening, and the addressable market share is larger now than ever. And you're asking yourself, how can you compete at not just home level, but also international market share growth as well. So with the creatives, I think they found a genius way to allow the Sonic to become palatable for people that grew up on certain genre of music that wasn't African infused, and technology is making that discovery faster. So it's a good time.
The Afro pop that we used to do was like popular music for Nigeria. That's like the sound that a Wizkid, a David, or a Mohit, Timaya would make. But now, you need like a fusion of that minority inside your
majority,
inside your majority, so that you can actually reach the larger. The larger picture, because that the people in Tokyo or the people in LA will not really understand only the pop side. You now have to fuse it with, you know, some of the alternative and stuff, the other fusion to it to make it reach the larger audience.
Alte is a attitude more than it is a sound. They say alte as in alternative from the mainstream. But for me, alte just represents people who are owning their voice. Does that create music that is relevant to the Nigerian story, but with its own twist and its own sound that maybe not is not as, you know, pop or as popular per se, but is now becoming popular. It's been amazing to be a part of that kind of movement. There's just so many artists who are just trying to just be themselves, and I think that's really starting to translate even on the mainstream as well. As an artist in the industry, it's probably one of the most exciting times to be in the industry. Obviously, we felt that also when we're like Mohit era and like Don Jazzy and Wande Coleman. Now it's almost like, even with the sound evolving and our music really being accepted in the mainstream, it's a very exciting time. And I think also there's a lot more room in the Nigerian music industry itself for diversity in sound, which is very exciting for an artist, for example, like myself.
I can tell that you're a soldier, carrying the weight of secrets I had told you. Trying to keep some secrets of your own from shed alone, love.
So I grew up in Toronto. My parents immigrated to Canada. So the music I was listening to there was, you know, traditional Yoruba gospel music, or my mom was obsessed with King Sunny Ade, just on repeat. In Toronto context, I was exposed to dancehall, R&B, pop music, and soul. When I moved to Cuba, it was interesting because I was experiencing the rawness of West African, specifically Yoruba music, in the Cuban and Latin context, which blew my mind.
You're no one's trophy. Electric lady. You shine like royalty.
All of those
very multifaceted experiences now, I think, have come together to create what is my sound. It's, you know, not quite Afro beats, but it's not quite soul, but it's not quite pop, but it's not quite R&B. And I think that's actually why my music is so interesting. But there's this culture of live music that I think is also being revived in the Nigerian music scene. And I think people are very excited and intentional about the kind of live performances that they do. And I would like to think that I was, you know, part of, in the, at least in the alt-er scene, or, you know, in Nigeria, one of the artists that really was passionate in pushing the live music experience. We think of Afrobeats, we think of Tony Allen, we think of Fela, we think of that very raw, organic, analog sound. Afrobeats, which was the evolution of that, which has now even moved to Afropop, which is like pop music that has Afro elements, whether it's through language or through rhythm or through melody. Baby, I think a name is but a name, you know, they say a rose is still a rose. By any other name, a rose is still a rose, you know. So I'm not one of those people who is very particular about what you name something. You just need to give room for that evolution to happen, and we'll find the language to be able to express it as time goes on. It's also an opportunity for my music to tick certain boxes, like in the contemporary space, but then still also very much be my voice. And that's, I think, really exciting when an artist feels like they found a sound and a voice that's very much their own. This morning, sunshine in my eyes. I know I'm not perfect, but thank God I'm alive. The funny thing about music in Nigeria now going to the mainstream is that we were always here. So whether they bring the light and shine it on us now or next year, we're still here doing that work. I think I would love to see Nigerian music, and not just Nigerian music, Nigerian fashion or African fashion, Nigerian art, to just, you know, go to the ends of the earth, for people to see it as just as viable mainstream.
Now that we're getting that attention, that audience, there's multiple levels of collaborations that we need to do as an industry to continuously achieve the growth that we want, and not just achieve the growth, but sustain it, right?
We hope that as this is spreading globally, it continues to pull more talent out of not just Nigeria, out of Africa, and the world will learn and remember that music originated from Africa.
Quote me 20 years from now, that in 2021, Kenny Ogunbe said, this is a scratch. Nigerian music is going to take over the world music.
We are hoping that you got a lot out of that that segment from CNN that was originally done back in 2021 on Afro beats, and you had a way to see how the music has evolved since the 60s and 70s. Thanks for listening, and you are listening to One to One here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Good morning, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. It's a little after 7. Thank you.
the healing force of the universe. Music of love. Music is the spirit. Music is love. Sometimes not understood, but felt. Music causes all bad vibrations to fade away. It makes one want to love instead of hate. It puts the mind in a healthy state of thought. It reconciles, unites, become a one. It brings about a state of wholeness and purifies. Let it come.
dedication. We do not always need the pill and its content. Just open up your heart and soul and let it come in. The music of love, be here, be here, be here, be here.
Thank you.
effort for coordinated control. Peace is the will of the people and the will of the land. With peace, we can move ahead together. We want you to join us this evening in this universal prayer for peace for every man. All you got to do is clap your hands. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Let loving never cease. Thank you.
peace, won't you hear our plea and ring your bells of peace? Let nothing ever cease. Ooh, la 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 la. Peace, won't you hear our plea? Ring your bells of peace, let loving never cease. Prince of peace, won't you hear our plea? Ring your bells of peace, let loving never cease. Whom Allah, eh, whom Allah, eh, whom Allah, eh, whom Allah, whom Allah, eh. Allah, eh, eh, Allah, eh, 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 Allah. Prince of Peace, won't you hear our plea? Ring your bells of peace, let loving never cease. Prince of Peace, won't you hear our plea? Ring your bells of peace, let loving never cease.